Hello and welcome everyone to another market commentary from Stashaway. With us, our investment team, our Chief Investment Officer, Freddie Lim. Hey Freddie, how are you?
Hey Philip, how's it going?
I'm doing really, really well. We also have Stephanie with us, our Deputy Chief Investment Officer. Hey Stephanie, everything going well on your end as well?
Yeah, pretty good. Hope everyone is fine as well.
Yes. Again, the last 2 weeks have been eventful as always, and we wanted to touch on a few topics. So first up, Stephanie, I know you wanted to give us a little bit of a quick economic update. The PMI came out as well. So why don't we go and start with that?
Sure. Thank you, Philippe. The first week of the month is always very interesting because every month the global PMIs would actually come out for individual countries, as well as for global economic growth. And it gives us a very, very timely update as to where we are in the cycle. So the good news is that globally, we're still in a very, very strong up cycle. The PMI in July actually slightly was down from June, but still at a very high level. So as far as PMIs goes, if the number is above 50, it means that the economy is expanding. And if it's below 50, it means it's contracting. I guess specifically, there's been a lot of concern on China. China is, decelerating. So if we look at a PMI, manufacturing PMI for China, it was 50.4 in July. This compares to 50.9 in June, but still expanding. So not to get too worried. I think the government is aware of a deceleration in growth. And also since they've been tightening monetary policy. A few months ago now, we're seeing like some sort of maybe a slight reversal in the tightening of the monetary policy, and they've announced several measures to try to make sure liquidity is abundant. So keep an eye on that. But it ties in very well with where we're positioned.
Yeah, thank you for the update, Stephanie. Freddie, what's also happening a lot, going forward from there is the recent delisting topics surrounding Chinese companies, right? Do you want to go into that topic for a second for us?
Well, as you know, when the measure against education tech was a lot more severe than most people expected, it got people thinking about what's the next big negative that can happen. And one thing that came up was people were saying, would China ban the use of VIE, variable interest entity, which is a primary way for most Chinese firms to go list overseas. The conclusion is that it's actually completely the wrong conclusion, because the Chinese CSRC clearly wants to be the one to approve it. As in the case of Didi, before they go on to the IPO, the CSRC has repeatedly said that they shouldn't go ahead. It wasn't with the blessings of the government, right? So what the VIE works is that it's a Cayman Island company, for example, that has the economic interest ownership arrangement with the home country stocks, right? And then the VIE would go to the U.S. to a bank in the U.S., could list their American depository receipts on the stock exchanges in America. And that's how most stocks have found themselves raise capital overseas. However, nobody knows that in the last 20 years, it's actually not recognized at all under Chinese laws. And the fact that the CSRC comes out to say, in the future, all future listing, additional issuances must have a pre-approval by the CSRC, that's actually an attempt to officially approve it and make VIE a viable vehicle. All they want to do is to be able to decide whether you're ready to list, where you should list, if there's any national security issues, sensitive data issues, or trade war issues that you will find yourself getting caught if you list in the US. The CSRC wants to have a say about you coming home to do your listing. So it's not about Armageddon, about killing yourself, killing your own companies. It's really about control. It's really about a trade war. It's an extension of that. So that conclusion is completely misplaced. The fear is completely misplaced in the market.
Great overview, Freddie. Let's get into questions from the audience from last video. Again, for anyone that's listening to this for the first time, feel free to always put any questions you have as a follow-up from today's session in the comment section below, or you can always send them to us to support@stashaway.com as well. Freddie, let me start with you really quick. We have a question from Sean Lim. He says, if Freddie is seeing 5G buildup and semiconductor investments as a strong theme for China specifically, why then do we use KWEB as an ETF and not KFVG?
It's a great question. However, it's, the decision is really related to access being very difficult in China. So if you look at the liquidity of a specific Chinese semiconductor ETF, the profile in terms of percentile ranking versus peers is around 82 percentile, but KWEB is close to 98 or 100 percentile in terms of liquidity. It's super liquid, it's big-sized, and however, it is true that currently KWEB is more focused on the internet, e-commerce platforms, and software, and hence, the liquidity issue is very real. Unless you have a liquid way of accessing it, then you know, sort of being more targeted is certainly ideal. Having said that, you know, these things changes over time, and the CIO office at Stashaway is constantly monitoring different indices and different ETFs that may provide sort of a broader exposure. And in this case, you know, stay tuned because we may actually refine our allocations again based on specifically this feedback. Currently, it's a bit early. Electric vehicle, clean energy, semiconductors, those very specific names remain not very easy for market access. And currently, it's a bit of a difficult choice. It's not a clear choice.
Oh, great. Thank you, Sean Lim, for asking that question. The next question is towards Stephanie, and it's from J.Boo. And he's saying, team, what are your thoughts on space travel? Does it have a potential as an industry? And if so, will Stashaway include it somewhat in its portfolio? Stephanie, this is going your way.
Yeah, thank you for that question. So I get to do the fun question. yeah, I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of news with regards to space travel recently with Bezos and Richard Branson going to test flights. I mean, there's definitely growth potential in this area. So, for example, if I look at some sell-side estimates, Morgan Stanley estimates that the industry would go to a trillion by 2040, which is up more than two times of where the industry is right now. But also, I think when we look at the news, there's a lot of buzz around space travel. But in fact, we have to think about in the whole realm of space-related technologies, actually where the growth comes from. And a majority of that growth is actually going to come from broadband satellite. So shooting up satellites and making data access a lot cheaper than where it is right now as of today. And combine that with 5G or other very, very high use of high usage of data, that's kind of where the power of space infrastructure would come in. When you look at some of the ETFs or even companies, I kind of think about where the actual growth is, and also are you investing in things that you think you are invested in, particularly for ETFs. I think also the other point is to stay diversified if you invest in the theme, because this is a very, very early stage industry, right? And a lot of the companies are still very early stage and small caps. And by definition, these are very, very volatile, just like your rocket, right? It could go up and go down. Having a diversified exposure to the theme actually makes quite a lot of sense.
Oh yeah, great. Thank you, Mr. Wu, for the answer, for the question, and thank you, Stephanie, for answering this question as well. We do have quite a few upcoming seminars for anyone that wants to learn more about Stashaway and towards specific topics as well. Let me go through them one by one for everyone. 6th of August, coming up very, very shortly, for our Hong Kong audience, we have an Ask Me Anything about Stashaway. It's at 1:30 p.m. Hong Kong time, 6th of August. The sign-up links are in the show notes below, as well as on our website and anywhere else you can find Stashaway. On the 11th of August, for our MENA region, 6 p.m. local time, We have our Investing Basics seminar. So if you want to learn more about Investing Basics and how to get started, join us for our webinar then. Same day, 11th of August, for our Malaysia audience at 6 p.m. local time, we have How to Invest the Right Way with ETFs. So if you want to learn more about ETFs, what they are, how they can help you achieve your financial goals, join us for that webinar as well. Further along, we also have on the 17th of August, a Ask Me Anything, Investing Using Your SRS Funds, specifically for our Singapore audience at 7 p.m. 17th of August. On the 18th of August, we have two additional webinars. One, Ask Me Anything About Stashway for our MENA region, 6 p.m. local time. And for our Malaysia audience, we have what's called How to Plan for Your Retirement. That's 6 p.m. 18th of August as well, local time. So hopefully we see as many of you as possible at those events. Until then, we would like to say thank you for tuning in as always, and we'll be with you again in a few weeks' time. Until then, have a great week.